Welcome to today's podcast, the New South Wales PPA Professional Learnings. I'm your host, Drew Janeski. I'm the New South Wales Professional Learning Officer. And in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the speed of trust, or leading at the speed of trust, with Terry Fisher. Some background about Terry. Terry is a recently retired principal, life member of the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. Terry first became a principal in 2002 and has been a principal in three schools in his career. Apart from being a life member, Terry has also secured a social justice and equity award for his work with refugees and non-English speaking families. Terry's received a Director General's Award for improved literacy and numeracy results and was a Leadership Fellowship Award winner when he got to work alongside Michael Fulham in Canada. Terry's passion was always the welfare and improvement of students. So now he's retired, Terry's doing consulting work for the New South Wales Department of Education and is also a facilitator for the Speed of Trust and Leadership Program for the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. Terry strongly believes the Speed of Trust is a great course because it establishes a case for trust. It explores self-trust, relational trust, organisational trust, and it also explores your legacies with market and societal trust. Terry states, as we move through a rapidly changing society with 24-hour news cycles, fake news, health pandemics, and increases in leadership pressures, perhaps even the greatest leadership trait you can have develop first is trust. So in today's episode, we discussed leading at the speed of trust with facilitator Terry Fisher. Enjoy. Welcome to our podcast today. Terry, fantastic for you to join us to the New South Wales PPA podcast. Terry, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, yes, certainly. I'm a recently retired principal from the New South Wales Department of Education. I also was deputy president of the PPA, and I also am a life member. So I bring all that experience and skills to the Speed of Trust and other things.
Fantastic, Terry. For those listeners who aren't informed about the Speed of Trust, could you give us a little bit of an insight of what to expect in the Speed of Trust?
Sure. It's a great training and development session, open for principals. In fact, I would recommend it for all executive staff because we're trying to create a high trust, engaged culture in schools and teaching executive how to do that in a very what is becoming a more competitive workforce. It's a two-day course. It goes through many parts. It establishes for a case for trust, and then it goes through relationship trust and organisational trust, which is really important in our field. It also talks about societal trust and market trust. And although those two don't seem as important as the other two or three sections of the course, they are important because it's amazing how we function in a society and what impact that has upon us as a school. And so it talks about the speed of trust, meaning that if you have got a lot of trust in your school, things get done at a greater rate. It also talks about restoring trust and how that can be done, and establishing trust, which also how can be done. So it's great for all types of executive. In fact, I've even done one course where SAMs come along as well, and that's a really good for a whole school environment.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is it just aimed at principals, or who is the audience that can actually attend this? And you alluded to that it could be SAMs or executive attend the course.
Well, originally it started out for principals, obviously through the New South Wales Primary Principals Association. But I've found that over the years that I've been doing this, and I've done most of it by Zoom because of COVID, but I've done a few face-to-face as well, that it's really good that a lot of schools are actually bring their executive team with them. And some of them actually bring the SAMs and other people too, because they've got to work in that close environment where trust is really important. And so it's a two-day course that builds up all those values of trust that are so important. In fact, Kobe says in his opening statement that it's probably the most important leadership skill that you can have in today's society. And if you look around, it's what's happening with fake news and how we don't trust people and people want instant fame. It's really important to get that trust going. And so therefore, I think it's a great course, and that's why I got involved. And so far, the feedback I've got, it's fantastic. In the course itself, you get a guidebook, you get action card, there's a weekly trust huddle guide, there's a Speed of Trust book, there's a digital coaching app, there's a diagnostic 360 survey to do. So it's a very, very complete course over the 2 days.
Yeah, so true with those words, with particularly what's going on in society, Terry, with deep fakes and all of those things. And yes. You know, I guess, like you alluded to, you know when you've got trust, but you also know when you don't. And it's important through the PPA offerings that you have said that a lot of people think that this offering is exclusive just for principals, but the emphasis certainly is through the New South Wales PPA membership, but it's definitely going to benefit SAMs as well as all people part of that school setting.
Yeah, because you know as a principal that probably the person that you work closest with overall is actually the SAM and the office staff, because you're right next to them all day. I mean, yes, you go out to the classrooms in the school and you deal with parents, et cetera, and the kids, of course. But it's, you know, you're there every day with that. So to build up that trust between you is really good. To build up the trust with you and the fellow executive is also a really important tool. And I know that, you know, some school settings that doesn't happen. And this is a great program to help restore that trust and how to do that across a professional in a professional organization.
Oh, that's great. So there is skills and to be learnt about how to build back trust if there are trust issues currently in the climate that school leaders or people in that environment are working through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and not only is there the skills that you learn from the course, there's actually physical things that you can do, like the trust action cards, for example. There's 13 of them, and they give you some really great tips. And if you've got to go into a really difficult conversation with a parent or a difficult situation with a staff member, it gives you some really great ideas that you can learn, obviously, but you've got them here in front of you when you're doing it. So it's a really great tool for leadership in this decade and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. So relevant indeed. Terry, you're a facilitator through our Ultimo program, but if networks are after Speed of Trust in their networks and cannot travel, I presume that is an option that members could undertake.
Well, yes, certainly it is, Drew, because the very first course I ever did was face-to-face. It was an entire executive team of a very large primary school. And then, of course, COVID hit and all of it was by Zoom. So some of them were individual principals. Some of them were just the individual principal and a deputy. Some of them had a couple of APs. But as it got bigger and as it got more well-known, I got more and more of the whole executive staff. Now, that's not to say that it can't be the executive staff. Of course it can be. So I can come to a school. I'm mobile. I certainly can go, travel. And if primary principal councils get together, maybe there's two or three of them are close together and they would like to join together, I can do a group as well. So I'm very flexible. I certainly can travel and I'm certainly available.
Fantastic. That's great, Terry. Terry, is there any other last things or advice you'd like to share with our listeners today about the Speed of Trust?
Well, I got involved in it simply because I thought it was a great opportunity to continue the skill set that I've grown over the last 39 years with the department. But as I've got into the course, I realised how great it is, and I didn't realise that how important it is in our society today. And that's sort of the message I'll get across to these guys, that it's such an important skill that we actually don't think a lot about. And it gives the executive staff really great skills to be able to move forward and to build professionalism and trust and leadership within their schools.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Terry Fisher, everyone. Great to be with us today.
Thanks very much.
Professional Learnings for Educational Leaders is an initiative to support and inform New South Wales PPA members of the New South Wales PPA Professional Learning Suite offerings. Our Professional Learning Suite is aligned to our values of principal wellbeing, principals as lead learners, as well as supporting principals to lead school operations. Our values are wrapped around support, empowerment, advocating and leading. The New South Wales Primary Principals Association is committed to supporting and empowering principals to effectively lead and manage school communities from a diverse range of contexts. The association responds to and supports school leaders as they address different challenges in rural, remote, as well as metropolitan schools. Further information about our professional learning can be found at our website, newsouthwalespPA.org.au/professional-learning.